corner. Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number two for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigan. On the arc to Lessing, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Backcourt, it goes to Cook up ahead to Gadosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up from three-point land and does. Brooke Gadosh, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Gliding through the lane, off balance, Sherman banked it right in front. Got it to go. Good play by Sherman. He went to work on Bryce Sosbeth. Deep right corner, Rayanne Fry. Dribble drive, running one-hander. Banked it in. Nicely done by Rayanne Fry with a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work. Driving down the left side of the lane. Dixie do maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow. A terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rodgers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive, shot, nothing but Cord. 43-26, it's a track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that. They do not want to run with them. Rebound Gordon, oh, a no-look pass ahead to Bowser. Driving low up, got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game. Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tevy. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play, but every game that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is! Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rushi when she's getting 26 on you.
Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game.
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball out in the bringer foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Bringer deals to Reckerman on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Reckerman finished the first half for Minster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
Buzzer beaters and perfect passes.
Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double-teamed, knew somebody had to be open. Threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key to Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. Oh, here's a great pass down the floor. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot heave to Kirtner, low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Thrown back out on the plate of Vanessa Winter. Open from 15. Bullseye. Vanessa Winter's on the money.
Money? Enjoy scoresbroadcast.com free of cost. There's no other high school play-by-play internet service like it. We're the radio on your phone.
If you guys enjoy what we do here, and if you enjoy the high school basketball in Shelby County as much as we like bringing it to you, let the sponsors know. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, you know, because they're not making the money off of us. They're giving us this opportunity to bring these games to you. So if you get a chance, make sure you let these sponsors know how much you appreciate their sponsoring us.
Andy Pierce, middle of the floor, bounce pass, baseline right to Siegel, reverse layup, he sticks it in. Gasson made it happen. He navigated the paint, burning into the lane. Hand off to Gasson, elbow in the left, fadeaway 12-footer. In! What a shot by Gasson! It's tied up. It's tied up.
Since 2007, 400,000 listeners have been tied up, too, on game nights, listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, looky here. Murphy is in the open area behind the arc, and he lofts it along triple for Jackson Center. Got it. Get the buzzer. Wow. What a shot. Evan Burnett lofted in a long three. The ball was delivered to him chest high. A good place to receive it, catch and shoot right away. And he pumped it in, beating the horn. And the Redskins are up 7-30-23 at the end of three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good evening to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We're back at Sydney High School again tonight for girls Division IV action. It's the lower bracket sectional semifinals. The Fort Loramie Redskins take on the Ansonia Tigers in Game 1. In Game 2, the Rushi Raiders meet the Mechanicsburg Indians. Fort Loramie clearly a favorite in Game 1 here this evening. The Fort Loramie Redskins coming in 15-8 on the year, closing out the Shelby County League with a mark of 8-4. Ansonia 10-12 in 22 games, 6-6 in the Cross-County Conference. Of course, Fort Loramie won its opening game of the tourney, defeating Riverside by a score of 52-16, and Ansonia took a first-round bye. Fort Loramie Redskins, Chuck, coming in with a lot of experience under their belt, a number of younger players seeing action over the course of 23 games now. It's a team which isn't nearly as youthful as it was early in the campaign, going through injuries, the loss of Marissa Meiring, the setback of Abby Holdhouse. Abby is back on the club, having nursed a knee injury. But it's a team which is going to count on seniors to lead the way. And these 12th graders on the club have been through the tournament trail before with Fort Loramie. But wow, Taylor Ratterman, what a spark. And man alive, we have seen outstanding play at the guard spot from the young Gebhardt girl as well. It's a Fort Loramie team of the future. You never know. Fort Loramie plays tournament teams mighty tough year after year. Of course, if the Redskins win tonight and the Rushi Raiders win tonight, Fort Loramie will have to beat Rushi for the first time in three tries this year.
Well, you're right. I mean, Fort Loramie, they're led by Fry, and Sarah Stang, as a senior, has turned into a really good basketball player for Fort Loramie. She had spurts when she was younger, but she wasn't called on to carry them this year. They really need her help in the middle. Abby Holdhouse coming back at full strength has been a great plus for the Redskins also. But Taylor Ratterman, what an outstanding young lady she is. She's a freshman, a good scorer, a great defender. And then Marissa Meiring, who is out for the year with an ACL early in the year, she was their leading scorer as a freshman. So, yeah, there are a lot of youngsters that are going to be bringing Loramie back where they normally are.
Rayanne Fry, a senior, won't start in this game tonight. Caitlin Lukey, a senior, will be on the floor. Sarah Stang, a senior, on the floor. Hattie Meyer, a senior, on the floor for the Fort Loramie Redskins. My mistake, Hattie's just a junior. But those are three young ladies with experience to help carry this team. And then whatever Fort Loramie gets from Kennedy Gebhardt off the bench, the young ninth grader, Taylor Ratterman starts, just a ninth grader. We saw Brooke Ratterman come on strong late in the campaign for Fort Loramie. She's some size, 5'11", a junior. Holdhouse is 5'11". But it's a team which will rely on defense first.
And they always have. Yep. I mean, they've had teams that are really good scoring teams, but the first thing you think about when you think about Fort Loramie is their defense. And they'll pick you up full court, they'll pick you up three quarters, they'll pick you up at half, they'll trap you in the half court. You don't know what you're going to expect. And that's going to be what Ansonia, their point guard, and their coaching staff is going to have to recognize what Loramie's doing defensively and make sure that they can't afford two turnovers before they realize what they're playing against.
Exactly.
And that's going to be a key for the guards and the coaching staff.
Two top players for Ansonia, Trinity Henderson and Jalen Thwaites. It's a team which beat Mississinawa late in the regular season, 87-41. I thought 87, Chuck, pretty impressive, although just a two-win Mississinawa team, which we saw last night against Jackson Center. Nonetheless, nearly 90 in one game does suggest that this Ansonia team can put the ball in the hoop.
Well, to score 87 against anybody, if you're out there by yourself, sometimes it's tough to get out of the 60s.
Back to the Redskins for a second. Loaded question. The reason for Carla Siegel's outstanding tournament success, what do you think?
Well, I mean, for one thing, her demeanor never changes. She can get after the girls, but she does it in a way that lets them know that she loves them, because you can absolutely tell that she does. And they're just so prepared. I mean, they just do such a good job, and they have a great coaching staff to go along with her. Mm-hmm. And these girls, they start when they're young, and they want to be a Loramie basketball player, and they want to go play in Columbus. So that's very helpful.
I love the way you put all of that in perspective. You summed it up very nicely. I don't know anyone who could have said it any better than you just did. Redskins have lost three of their last five, but against very good competition, set Baxton Jackson Center on February 4th, 37-29. Tarushi on February 9th, 45-30. And then at Marion Local on the 14th of this month, 59-52, a game which Fort Loramie had in hand on the road, up by three or four possessions at the start of the fourth quarter, and Marion Local dropped in excess of 20 on Fort Loramie in the fourth on the road. The Redskins would have loved to have won that one. But they did pump in 52 in that game, came back with 52 against Riverside. Offense has been a struggle at times. We've seen Fort Loramie challenged offensively this year, as you would expect. It's a youthful team without a lot of size, but it is a club which is very dangerous. It's a team which has gotten better and better as the season has progressed. And Brucey Raiders are sitting up in the right-hand corner of the stands across the way where Jackson Center sat last night watching Botkins. And I'm not going to guess that Brucey's licking its chops wanting to play Fort Loramie a third time.
Well, probably. I mean, I think they're hoping for a changing of the guard. There was a changing of the guard in the Shelby County League with them winning it after Anna and Fort Loramie had dominated it for all the years I've been doing this. And also, I think they feel the same way about getting out of the sectional. Yep. I think they feel like this is their year and that they're a better basketball team. But both of them have to win tonight, and then Saturday we'll see.
Proof will be on Saturday should both clubs win tonight. Fort Loramie Redskins feature Ray Ann Fry, who's not in the starting five tonight. She is all Shelby County first team, by the way. Maria Heron, player of the year, outstanding guard for the Rushi Raiders. And Larissa Poling and Tiffany Hatcher for Rushi on the second team, all Shelby County. Starting lineups, opening tip for this game. Fort Loramie and Sonia coming up in a minute on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
You'd better grip the road firmly with new tires from M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Big savings on tires you'll never get tired of. All makes and brands of tires. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at 937-295-3971. That's 295-3971. Enjoy true comfort at your home or business. Place your confidence in Tom Timmerman and Mike Holdhouse at Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Fully licensed and insured. On the web at TomJerry's.com. Check out the great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing, and financing, too. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's. See them online, too, at GeyersInc.com, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
That's the same from all fans.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at Sydney High School, lower bracket sectional semifinals, girls division four tournament play. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. In addition, thanks to these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company, and Superior Aluminum from Fort Loramie, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Also, gratitude tonight to Sydney Car Care, South 4th and Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. And Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Fort Loramie Redskins, the road team on the scoreboard, wearing the dark uniforms here tonight. Fort Loramie girls in the black from top to bottom, red numbers outlined in white. And Sonya Tigers, white shirts, white shorts, orange numerals, some black trim. Opening five for Fort Loramie is as follows. Caitlin Lukey starts at guard, 5'6", a senior. Sarah Stang at a wing position, 5'9", and a senior. Freshman Taylor Ratterman, 5'5", at a guard. Hattie Meyer out front as well, 5'5", a junior. And Abby Holdhouse in the middle for Fort Loramie. She is a junior and is 5'11". For the Ansonia Tigers, the opening five is as follows. Stephanie Garrett, 5'3", senior, out front at guard. Katie Wirtz, 5'4", junior, also at guard. Jalen Twaits in the opening lineup, a 5'8", senior. Trinity Henderson is one of the starters as well. She and Twaits lead the team in scoring. Henderson, a 5'3", sophomore guard. And Bailey Stammen in the opening 5'2". Bailey Stammen is a 5'8 junior. Opening tip to start the game taken by Fort Loramie. Quickly, the Redskins down the floor to her right. A shot missed in the lane, and Ansonia's got the rebound. High left with the ball, it's Garrett. Garrett outside the arc on the right to Henderson. Henderson throws baseline, and it's deflected out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Redskins pride themselves, Chuck, in getting hands on passes.
Well, they do a real nice job without fouling. That's what I like about it.
Ball lobbed in top of the circle to Garrett. And reaching in, nice play by Fort Loramie. Well done by Hattie Meyer. Nearly fouled, but did cause the travel. And that's the whistle. No score. Fort Loramie attacking to her right. 30 seconds gone, first quarter. Meyer left side to Lubke. And Sonya in a zone defense to start.
It's a 1-2-2.
Deep in the right corner, Taylor Ratterman for Fort Loramie gets it. Open look over the zone. It hit the flange, kicked way out to Sarah Stang at the free throw line and got the offensive rebound. And Fort Loramie restarts. Here's a ball kicked out of bounds, right side of the floor by Katie Wirtz of Ansonia. 7:08 to go in the first, no score. Lupke will inbound right in front of us. Flips it to Meyer in backcourt. First game of two tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi and Mechanicsburg in the second game. The two winners tonight meet at 1:30 on Saturday afternoon for the lower bracket sectional championship. Here is Fort Loramie with the ball in the right corner. Wraparound pass down low on the right to Stang. He then tries to feed below the basket to Holdhouse, and it's thumped out of bounds by Ansonia once more. Ball lobbed in between the circles, out on top to Stang, who goes sprawling for it. She spilled to the floor. Ball rolls away from her. Lukey tracks it down for Fort Loramie. She's knocked down. Foul called against Ansonia. Played a minute 15, no score. Fort Loramie enters the ball in at midcourt. Lukey to Hattie Meyer, left side to Ratterman. Ratterman dribbles, goes left corner Holdhouse. Now it's rotated to Meyer, deep right corner Lupke. short corner. It goes to Stang, and Sonia gets a fist on the ball and drives it down off the leg of Stang, out of bounds to the Tigers.
Well, right now they're trying to attack it by just passing the ball around the perimeter and dumping it in. You need to take the ball into the seams, make the defense play some defense to get some people open. Okay,
there you go. 6:24 to go, first quarter, and Sonia being pressured at the timeline, and Fort Loramie nearly takes it away. Lupke generates the tie-up. Arrow favors Ansonia. Nobody scored. 1:40 gone. Opening quarter. Nothing, nothing. Jim Bolin, head coach of Ansonia, shouts out offensive instructions. Ball thrown top of the circle to Ansonia's Trinity Henderson, who goes below the foul line, misses the 14-footer, rebound holdouts. Long pass down the floor to Ratterman. Ratterman scoots toward the rim, misses the shot, but she walked anyway as she was dashing toward the basket. Just short of 2 minutes gone, opening quarter, still no score. Fort Loramie pressing all 10 young ladies in backcourt. And Sonia throws. It is pitched up ahead to Jalen Thwaites. Thwaites hands off to Katie Wirtz. Wirtz against Ratterman. Goes around Taylor, all the way to the cup. Makes it on the go, but a push-off en route to the basket. This allow the goal. Ball out of bounds to Ansonia.
Could have gone either way. If he would have counted that, you couldn't really complain
nope.
either.
Uh-uh. Baseline left of the basket. Jalen Thwaites will inbound for Ansonia. Goes low on the right to a teammate. Soft 7-footer by Henderson is no good. And the loose ball rebound is shagged down by Fort Loramie. Here's Hattie Meyer up the floor fast. Ball goes to the left side of the court. It's on the deck, and it's loose, and Sonia with a push in the back.
That's going to be the second foul on Henderson.
And she's one of the top two performers on this club. Trinity Henderson, Jalen Thwaites, 1 and 2 for Ansonia. And Henderson must set with 5:48 to go in the first, no score. A little ragged at the outset. Neither team shooting well. Ratterman's got the ball, head of the key for Fort Loramie. Loops it deep left corner to Rayanne Fry, who's in. Before the start of the game, I noted she is first team all Shelby County, just announced. Here's a deep three right corner, pumped up there by Kennedy Gebhardt, who's in off the bench for Fort Loramie. Short, it grazed the rim and kicked out of bounds. Gebhardt, also a ninth grader. Inbounds Ansonia, nearly intercepted by Rayanne Fry. Out of bounds, right back to Ansonia. Scoreless shutout each way. We played 2.5 minutes. Here's the ball pitched up the floor to Stephanie Garrett. She bolts down the right side into the lane, shaken loose by Fort Loramie. A scrum, and it's a tie-up. The arrow favors the Redskins.
Huh.
Well, so far, Chuck, it's one of those games that you would describe as a little on the ugly side, but these two teams play tenacious defense, and that's how they win quite often.
Yeah, it's not going to be a high-scoring game.
Nope. Ratterman outside the arc. Pitches down baseline left to Oldhouse. Good move. And she took steps, though. Fake right, went left. Traveled with the ball. Here's Ansonia in backcourt, 75 feet away. Blitzing up the near side to midcourt goes Garrett. And the ball is batted out of bounds on the play by Oldhouse of Fort Loramie. Very choppy start to this game, to say the least. We played 3 minutes. Oh, here's a bust-out interception, Rayanne Fry at midcourt. She'll take it the other way, 45 feet, and score. And Fort Loramie dents the column. Here's Ansonia throwing over the top of the Fort Loramie defense. Long throw down the floor to Wirtz. In her haste, she misses it. Got too far underneath the rim. Fort Loramie snagged the rebound but took steps. 2-0 in favor of Fort Loramie. Hunter Bargey on the floor now for the Redskins.
Well, Henderson checked back in with her two fouls, so she needs to be careful.
Yep. Ball thrown in by Ansonia to Henderson. She spins at the foul line, pushes one up from 15, off to the right, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Quickly down the floor to Gebhardt. Right corner to Fry. Ball thrown out beyond the timeline, over and back violation against the Redskins. The ball rolls out of bounds anyway. 4:39 left here in the first quarter. It's Fort Loramie 2 and Sonia nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Well, we've got a little bit of up-tempo music during that timeout to try to liven things up here at Sydney High School. Just one field goal so far, that produced by Rayanne Fry on a nifty steal at midcourt for Fort Loramie. She took it the other way, all the way to the basket. 2-0 Redskins, 3.5 gone, opening period. Here's Ansonia dumping it down low on the left, intended for Bailey Stauman, the 5'8 junior. The ball was at her feet, and she couldn't reel it in, out of bounds to the Redskins. Fort Loramie forecourt to her right. Brayanne Fry head of the key. Goes cross court, right corner Lupke, who sizes up a 17-footer. Missed it long. Weak side rebound, Hunter Bargey. Back to Rayanne Fry. Kicked out of bounds on the play by Ansonia's Katie Wirtz. 4:11 to go, opening period. Fort Loramie 2, Ansonia nothing. Ball thrown into Kennedy Gebhard, who might have gotten away with a double dribble.
And maybe almost an over and back.
Exactly. Could have been one or the other or both, but no call. Ball fed into the lane by Fort Loramie. Here's a leaner from 7 feet. It is no good by Sarah Stang. Hit the backboard rim and trickled out. Taken down by Ansonia. 3:50 to go, opening quarter. 2-0 Fort Loramie. Ball thrown high post to Ansonia's Bailey Stauman. She maneuvers, goes down the right side of the lane, arches one up off the window, no good, but she's hacked on the arm. Two foul shots here for Stauman of Ansonia. 3:43 to go first quarter, 2-0 Fort Loramie. Foul shot Stauman in the air, swish. Fort Loramie had a start similar to this, Chuck, in its opening game of the tournament. Trailed after the first several minutes, 6-2 to Riverside, then turned it on and pumped home 52 points before it was all over.
Well, I'm assuming they're going to get started again tonight, but boy, right now it's really stagnant.
Second free throw by Stauman. Very high arch, all net. 2-2 tie. We played 4 minutes, 20 seconds, opening quarter. Ansonia yet to get a field goal. Fort Loramie just has one. No pressure from Ansonia. They quickly fall back into the zone defense. Ball being walked up ahead by freshman Kennedy Gebhardt, 5'5", ninth grader. He throws near side to Rayanne Fry. She tracked it down, threw it to Hattie Meyer, top of the circle. Hattie looks things over, motions for Rayanne Fry to cut through the paint. Then Fry pops out on top, catches the pass. Left side holdhouse. Ball thrown to Stang in the middle. Good interception by Ansonia, which goes the other way. Here's a drive toward the rim by Trinity Henderson, and she's ticked on the arm. She was releasing the shot and took a hand across the wrist, and she's got two free throws. Game tied at 2. 3:14 to go first quarter. Foul shot by Ansonia. Good. So far, the Tigers 3-for-3 at the charity stripe.
Yeah, they're good form on all of them.
Second free one upcoming for Trinity Henderson for the Ansonia Tigers. This to give the home team a 2-point lead. No, it clanged off the iron. Rebound Rayanne Fry of Fort Loramie. She bolts the other way. Gives to Ratterman deep in the right corner. On top to Hattie Meyer. Good baseline pass to Ratterman, who overshoots the 8-footer. Ball volleyballed off the backboard by Stang. Then it goes out of bounds. Fort Loramie got a piece of it last. Ansonia possession. 2:58 to go, opening quarter. Redskins continue to press. Down a point, 3-2. Ball entered to Stephanie Garrett in backcourt. Up the floor to Henderson. Henderson streaks into the right corner. And a defensive foul against Fort Loramie, which slid over late. Inbounding is Ansonia underneath the rim to the right. Casey Wentworth in now, a 5'9 sophomore. Ball thrown top of the circle to Bailey Stauman. And here's a long jumper, bullseye from way downtown. Ansonia fans react to that one, and it's 6-2 Ansonia. First field goal for the Tigers, a long three. We've had just two buckets from the floor, in the game's first 5.5 minutes. Here's Holdhouse, baseline J for Fort Loramie. 16-footer, swish, he's got it. 6-4 in favor of Ansonia. Here's a dribble drive of the Tigers, who are hustling down the floor, trying to zip right through this Fort Loramie press.
I think it's time to get out of the press or to change it into something different.
The result is foul, foul, foul here by Fort Loramie in the last couple minutes. Another one picked up right there. 2:20 to go first period. Timeout called. 6-4 Ansonia on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
Fort Loramie Redskins trail Ansonia 6-4, 2:20 left to go first quarter. Redskins have amassed 5 fouls already with the pressing defense.
And Holdhouse has 2 of those.
Abby's
they
got it.
Her.
Sure do. Ansonia inbounds, low on the left. The ball dropped. Good defense by Fort Loramie. Loose ball reeled in by Stang, and the Redskins have it. Outside the arc on the left, it's Ratterman. Ball whipped around to Lupke in the right corner. Stang, short corner, baseline. Back to Lupke. Good look from 15. Rimmed it, no good. Wow, it pinballed around in the iron and snapped out. Here comes Garrett streaking down the floor for Ansonia. On top to Stahman. Stahman dropped it off her foot, picked up by Meyer. Lead out to Rayanne Fry. Good hustle from behind by Ansonia, which stabs it out of bounds. 1:46 to go in the first. 6-4 in favor of Ansonia. Taylor Ratterman inbounding below the rim on the right. Goes to Stang. Stang's 12-footer deflected. Maybe a foul. Not called. Loose ball rebound. Down to Ansonia. Streaking the other way hard. Trinity Henderson with the left hand. A little out of control. Short on the shot. And Fort Loramie's got the carom. 90 seconds to go in the first. 6-4 Ansonia. Ratterman 25 feet away. Cross court to Hattie Meyer. Let's see how the Redskins attack this zone on this possession. Meyer wanted to enter the paint, couldn't. Goes to Lupke. Lupke's lob pass in the middle to Stang off her fingertips. Rebound down to Garrett of Ansonia. She bolts the other direction against Ratterman. Flipped it up on the run. Off the rim, no good. Rebound Ratterman ahead to Fry. Quick three, Fort Loramie. Bingo! She's got it. Redskins take the lead 7-6. Minute to go, first period. Here's Henderson dribbling hard into the left corner for Ansonia. Pivots in the lane. A little runner with one hand, short, rebound Ratterman, Fort Loramie. Quickly to Fry, right corner. On top to Meyer, straight away Ratterman. Oh, good passing into the lane, Stang. Motors to the rim, too hard, got the rebound back. Threw it to Meyer, long two-pointer, 18-footer, hard. Rebound down to Ansonia, stolen by Rayanne Fry, who blew the gimme. Loose ball, rebound, left corner, off Fort Loramie last. Action wild and woolly, 7-6, Fort Loramie up 1, 28.4 to go here in the first. And let's see, Fort Loramie may relent a little bit on pressure here in the last half minute of the first period. Ball thrown up the floor to Henderson. Trinity, left side pass to teammate Jalen Twaits. Cross court, it goes to Garrett. Garrett out back to the three-point shooter. Twaits way off to the right, air ball. Rebound, Fry for Fort Loramie. 9 to go in the first quarter, up to Lupke. Back to Fry. Straight away, Ratterman. Gives it up left side to a teammate. Here's a runner by Hattie Meyer. Off the backboard rim, no good. She beat the buzzer, but it didn't go in. And the first quarter closes out. Fort Loramie up a point over Ansonia. 7-6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Van Bauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program. Finished in 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. And Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? Along with the in-between just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. Well, second quarter starts with a five-second count on Ansonia. Another turnover for the Tigers, forced by Fort Loramie's defense. Redskins launch a quick three from the right corner. Rayan Fry hits the rim twice, holding foul on the rebound against Ansonia. 7-6, Redskins up one, first half minute, second quarter of play. Taylor Ratterman inbounding low on the right, lobs to Hunter Bargy at the foul line. Hunter whips it left side to Hattie Meyer, who enters the lane. 12-footer hit the back rim, no good. Rebound Lupke on the floor, tried to shovel it out of trouble to Ratterman at side court. She missed the mark. It goes out of bounds. Rayanne Fry, first team, all Shelby County. Maria Heron, who will play in the second game. Player of the year, Shelby County League girls. And she deserved every bit of that honor.
No shock there.
Marissa Poling, Tiffany Hatcher, second team. All Shelby County, those two young ladies play for the Raiders, about whom we'll be talking in game two tonight. Here's Ansonia trying to dribble through congestion in the lane, and the Tigers give it up again. Here is Stang quickly down the floor, pivoting in the paint, shot short, deflected by Ansonia. It goes out of bounds, low in the right. Redskins still have it, up a point, 7-6. A minute gone, quarter number two.
Loramie was 3 of 16 in the first quarter shooting it.
Ratterman inbounding all the way to Bargy at midcourt. She tracked it down, gave it to Lupke. What was Ansonia, Chuck, in the first 8 minutes?
They were 1 of 9.
Wow, what is that combined? 4 for 20, nearly 30 almost.
One shot 11%, one shot 18%.
Both teams ice cold. Minute 15 gone, second quarter. Bargy's got the ball, right corner for Fort Loramie. Open, overshot it, rebound Ansonia. A bust out the other way. Henderson low on the left, pivot. She's covered up, throws to Stauman for a three ball. Good from way outside. That was a long one. Top of the circle, about two steps behind the arc, and Ansonia enjoys a two-point lead, 9-7.
This game's starting to remind me a little bit of Botkins and Troy Christian.
Uh-huh. Here's a bad pass by Fort Loramie on the arc. Henderson with the steal. A run out the other way. Driving. Short, no good. Loose ball rebound below the rim. Henderson tried to save it in. Was she out of bounds or did Fort Loramie, was she on the end line?
She was out of bounds and was the first one that didn't establish herself back in before she was the first one to touch it.
But the ball is given to Ansonia. I thought the
time. No, they called that. They called that on Loramie.
Okay. Your eyes are better than mine.
Loop, and that's not saying much, Jack.
2 minutes gone, second quarter. And Sonia lobs in top of the circle to Twaits. It goes baseline. Tries to throw to Stauman on the arc. Rayanne Fry with the intercept. And she hustles the other way. Shot blocked in the lane by Ansonia. Loose ball rebound left corner. Three try. Yes, Sarah Stang gobbled up the loose leather.
and pumped one in. The team's trade threes. It's 10-9 Fort Loramie. 5:40 to go here in the second quarter. And Sonia's got the ball 25 feet away. Here's an intercept. No, a loose ball. Almost taken away by Fort Loramie. Stammen in low. Missed it hard. Rebound Fort Loramie. Quickly, Redskins in the corner. Now Lukey steps inside the arc, shoots it, rims it, no good. Rebounding foul below the basket against Ansonia on the shoulder.
Took a little over a quarter to hear somebody yell call it both ways. Usually you get that in the first quarter.
5:22 to go in the second. Here's a deep three, right corner, Taylor Ratterman. Longest shot of the night, short. Rebounded by Ansonia. Here come the Tigers down the floor. Twaits on the bounce, midcourt. On a weave right side to Wirtz. Oh, a good interception by Ratterman, who sneaked around behind her and fed it down the floor to a teammate. Driving layup, Fort Loramie, good. Nice play at the other end by Heather Eilerman, who's coming off the bench for the Redskins. Carla Siegel playing a number of young ladies through the first 12 minutes. And Fort Loramie right now, Chuck, enjoys its biggest lead, 12-9.
Yeah, she's running a lot of people, which she always does.
It's quite warm in this gym, well into the 60s today here in the upper Miami Valley. And Fort Loramie leads but three, and Sonia gets a timeout midway through the second, 12-9 Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Well, let's see if we can restore some order here and let you know who the 10 are on the floor at the moment. Katie Wirtz in for Ansonia. She makes a bad pass. Fort Loramie on the intercept. Rayanne Fry spots Taylor Ratterman leaking out the other way. Good throw, good catch. Layup is in, and it's 14-9 Fort Loramie. Ansonia, left corner of the floor. Look at that harassing defense by Rayanne Fry. No, it was Addie Meyer who made the theft. Whipped it the other way, deflected by Ansonia. Fort Loramie touches it last, and it goes out of bounds to the Tigers.
See, they've had some turnovers that were unforced. That was an effort to run the floor, so right. You can live with that one. The other turnovers were just kind of sloppy.
Eight field goals in this game, and the two teams have combined for nearly 40 shots. Two teams collectively shooting only 20%. Here's a high dribble, clearly a palming violation against Wirtz, top of the circle of Ansonia, which is down by five now, 14-9, with 4:16 to go in the second quarter. Hattie Meyer, Heather Eilerman, Taylor Ratterman, Rayanne Fry, four of the five on the floor right now for Fort Loramie. Here is Meyer stepping into the top of the key. Ball lobbed left wing to Heather Eilerman. Skip pass, cross-court, Rayanne Fry, who goes beneath the rim. Now to Heather in the lane. Awkward one-hander, almost went in. Weak side rebound, yes! Nice play. Brooke Ratterman got the garbage low in the right. Johnny on the spot. Bumped it through, 5'11 junior, giving the Redskins some size out there on the floor. And it's 16-9. Count the basket, a plus one coming up.
She was terrific against Sydney the last time we saw him play.
Sure was. She had four baskets in that game. And got four baskets, I think, in about 10 minutes in that contest. Free throw off to the right, no good. Ansonia with the rebound, now down seven. 3:40 to go in the half. Henderson top of the circle for Ansonia. Left side pass to teammate Katie Wirtz. Look at her go to work. Driving, scooping with the left. It's in, and a foul on Fort Loramie. 16-11. And Wirtz is at the stripe here for Ansonia, trying to cut the Fort Loramie lead to 4. It is long. No good. Rebound knocked out top of the circle. 3 try. Henderson and Sonia off the mark. No good. It goes out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Winner of this game will meet the winner of Rushi Mechanicsburg in the lower bracket sectional championship contest Saturday at 1:30. Rushi Mechanicsburg coming up after this one. Raderman gets the skip pass in the right corner. She's open way off the mark on the shot. Rebound in Sonia. Outlet to Henderson. Down the floor to Stahman. Stahman motoring out of control in the lane. Lost the ball. Picked up by Heather Eilerman in backcourt. Hand off to Brooke Raderman. And then Fort Loramie flips it out of bounds. Both coaches, Carla Siegel to our left, Jim Bolin of Ansonia to our right, pacing.
Well, neither one could be happy with the offense they're watching.
Wentworth inbounds to Wirtz for Ansonia. Tries to step into the top of the key between two Fort Loramie players, one of whom grabbed her. 7th team foul in Fort Loramie, 1-1 for Ansonia. 3:01 left to go here in the second quarter. Foul shot way off the mark. Rebound collected by Rayanne Fry of Fort Loramie. Outlet to Hattie Meyer. She hustles down the floor, gives to Taylor Raderman in the right corner. Fort Loramie up 5, 2:52 to go in the second. Pass to Rayanne Fry, back to the near side to Meyer. It was telegraphed, intercepted by Ansonia. Wirtz with a driving left-hand layup, got it. 4 straight points by her, and Ansonia within 3. 16-13, 2.5 to go, second quarter. Hattie Meyer, midcourt for Fort Loramie, lobs to Raderman, deep right corner. And Sonia's been giving her that shot. Ball skipped to the far side to Rayanne Fry, who steps back. Line drive 3, hit the rim, no good. Rebound yanked down by Wirtz of Ansonia. Hand off in backcourt to teammate Stephanie Garrett. She angles into the right corner. Oh, hits a backdoor cutter. Down inside it's Wentworth, couldn't get it to go. Rebound pummeled out of bounds by Fort Loramie up against the Sydney High School mat at the end of the floor. And Ansonia will throw in, trailing by 3. 16-13, 2:06 remaining in the first half. Changes again for Fort Loramie. Ansonia inbounding below the basket. Right corner Wirtz. Goes baseline to Wentworth. Stolen by Fort Loramie. And stolen back by Ansonia. And then the end result, a jump ball in front of the spectators on the far side. Redskins arrow. Fort Loramie's got Caitlin Lupke on the floor with Rayanne Fry, Kennedy Gebhardt, Taylor Raderman, and Sarah Stang. Redskins have played as many as, I think, 10 so far in this contest. We've seen Brooke Raderman, Heather Eilerman. Here's a deep 3, left side of the floor. Rayanne Fry buries it, showing why she's on the all-county team. The first squad. Big 3 by Rayanne Fry. That's her second long one of the game, right, Chuck?
Yeah, she's got 2 threes. She's got 8 for the game.
19-13 in favor of Fort Loramie, which fouls quickly as Ansonia brings it down into the half court, sending Katie Wirtz to the stripe. Minute 37 left in the second quarter. Free throw by Wirtz. Hit the backboard first. No good.
Katie's putting the throw back in free throw. She's 0 for 3 and hasn't come close. But she's got 4 points.
Speaking of free throws, boy, they cost Bodkin's girls dearly last night. Less than 50% at the stripe. That second shot by Ansonia hits the back rim. Looked like it stuck momentarily on a wad of bazooka bubble gum.
Like a pitching wedge up there.
Yeah, and then kerplunk, it fell through. 19-14, Fort Loramie up 5. Minute 25 left here in the first half. You may have heard the thud in the background. That ball was kicked on the play by Katie Wirtz of Ansonia. Fort Loramie not yet in the 1-1. 5 team fouls on Ansonia. Ball thrown into Raderman. She dropped it. Had to go to the far side of the floor to get it. Now she's defended tightly on the play by Garrett, who gave her a nudge in the back. Lukey to inbound for Fort Loramie on the far side. Ratterman comes off in favor of Hattie Meyer. 19-14, Fort Loramie up five. And Sonya Tigers still in the zone, right, Chuck?
Yeah, they haven't come out of that 3-2 at all.
Zone defense by Ansonia through the first 15 minutes of this game. 105 to go, second quarter. Ball knocked out of bounds by Ansonia. Fort Loramie's Lupke fires it into backcourt to Addie Meyer, who signals a play. 58, 57 seconds to go in the first half. Ball lobbed, high post to Stang, and all over her backside on the play is Wirtz with an unnecessary foul. And that says Stang to the stripe with the one and one.
She looked surprised that was a foul, but I would have been surprised if they hadn't called it.
Stang aims and drops it in. 20-14, Fort Loramie up six. Trinity Henderson back on the floor for Ansonia in favor of Katie Wirtz. Second free throw for Sarah Stang of the Redskins. Perfect as well. Neither one touched the rim. Interception, backcourt, Ray and Fry. She overshot the gimme. Weak side rebound, yes. Lupke got it for Fort Loramie. 23-14. Redskins extend the lead to nine, the biggest of the game. Lupke pressuring in backcourt, flicked it away from Henderson. It goes out of bounds. 42.2 to go in the second quarter. 10 players in backcourt. Fort Loramie puts on the heat. Ball pitched into Garrett. She roams up the right side. Tight defense being applied by Fort Loramie. Here's a loose ball below the basket. It's batted out of bounds by the Redskins.
It's Macy Imwali, another freshman out there playing defense.
Imwali in, a 5'9 ninth grader. Or I should say a 5'5 ninth grader for Fort Loramie. Top of the circle, Garrett has the ball for Ansonia. Now it's raked away by Fort Loramie. Ansonia dives back in to get the jump and the arrow with 25.1 to go in the first half. 23-14, Fort Loramie up nine. Here's Casey Wentworth into backcourt to Trinity Henderson. She runs down the right side of the floor, pulls up in the corner, passes to teammate Jalen Thwaites. On top to Wentworth with 14 to play in the half. On the dribble is Garrett. Garrett's pass deflected, and Ansonia gets it back in the right corner, though, with six to go. Long three ball by Stammen, way short. Saved below the rim by Wentworth, and then a shove off the full length of the floor away from the basket against Ansonia, allowing Fort Loramie to shoot a one-and-one with .9 to go in the second quarter. And the Redskins, Rayanne Fry, goes to the stripe to make it hurt. This could push the lead to double digits. One and one, Ray Ann Fry. Less than a second to go in period number two. No good. She clanged it off the iron. Rebound, Stammen. And the second quarter closes out. Redskins played much better last 4 minutes of the second period of play to lead by nine at the halftime break over Ansonia, 23-14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, market in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown, colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
Halftime here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck here at Sydney High School. Lower bracket girls sectional semifinals. And it is Fort Loramie over Ansonia by a count of 23-14. Need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business? Well, call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Tom and Jerry's will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place your confidence in Mike Oldhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships, a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's, electric, plumbing, heating, and air conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. On the web at TomJerrys.com. That's TomJerrys.com. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Route 47, just west of I-75, features outstanding high-quality furniture priced just right to meet your budget's needs. Check out Goffney for dining and living room furniture, home office and entertainment space furniture, adult and youth bedroom furniture. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Go to the website for even more savings. That's GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com. And use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Route 47, west of I-75. Fort Loramie up 9 at the halftime break. Being brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Ragged at times, Fort Loramie played a little better last 4 minutes of the second quarter to push the advantage out to 9 points, Chuck.
Well, if you take a look at where they got that advantage, they have a 16-3 advantage scoring off of turnovers. They have 7 second chance points compared to none for Ansonia, and their bench outscored Ansonia 12-0. So there's your difference in your score. Fort Loramie was 9-33 at 27%, 3-8 shooting threes, 2-4 from the free throw line. Ansonia was 4-19, 21%, 2-7 shooting threes, and 4-8 from the free throw line. Loramie has a 24-20 advantage rebounding, 10-4 on the offensive board, 16 turnovers for the Tigers. Redskins turned it over 11. Individual scoring for Ansonia, they got Stommen with 8, they got Wirtz with 5, and Henderson scored a free throw. On the other side, Rayanne Fry leads all leads Loramie scores with 8. They got 5 from Stang, and then they got 2 from Eilerman and Lupke and Taylor Ratterman and Brooke Ratterman and Abby Holdhouse. They scored 7-16, 23 at the first half, and Sonia scored 6-8, 14, 23, 14 at the half.
Now, Rayanne Fry, Chuck, among those non-starters for Fort Loramie, she came off the bench, named today to the first team all Shelby County League for 2016-17, and she gave Fort Loramie some spark. Head coach Carla Siegel perhaps playing a hunch, interjected some energy into this game with Rayanne Fry, and it worked.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure exactly why she didn't start. There could be multiple reasons, but it certainly wasn't discipline because she was out there in the first quarter, and maybe she had been sick or something this week. But, she is a fire plug for them, and they really need her out there.
Fort Loramie's depth began to wear Ansonia down a little bit as that first half went on. 9-point lead Fort Loramie at the half. Being brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. 23-14 Redskins over Ansonia on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
About 3 minutes away from the start of the second half, Fort Loramie leading Ansonia by a score of 23-14. It's a good idea to get those new tires that grip the road firmly. Go to M&A Muffler and Tires and get a firm grip on the road before the weather grips you. M&A Muffler and Tires with a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, Cooper, and more. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Geyer's patrons who travel from Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, and Indianapolis to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customer pricing and financing, super deals, too. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way since. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie, and see them online, too, at Geyer's, GAIERS Inc.com. Our Student Athlete Spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, presented by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, which once moved to Jackson Center from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. LaCal promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since our start 11 years ago. Tonight we highlight a few seniors on the Fort Loramie Redskins. There aren't many, but they are outstanding student athletes and deserve recognition. Rayann Fry, Caitlin Lupke, Hunter Bargy, Sarah Stang, the four seniors for Fort Loramie, a wealth of young talent returns next year. These young ladies under the spotlight, thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
As I mentioned, Rayann Fry, one of four Fort Loramie seniors, along with Caitlin Lupke, Hunter Bargy, Sarah Stang, all seeing heavy-duty action here tonight. And Fort Loramie enjoys a 9-point lead. It was a struggle to get there, Chuck, through the first 16 minutes, wasn't it?
Well, their defense is what picked them up because their offense has been pretty stagnant.
Here is Raderman opening up the third quarter with a baseline pass to Abby Holdhouse. She's open from 16. That's a shot that Abby loves. That went a little bit short. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie.
Yeah, that is her shot.
And she'll shoot better than 50% from there when left that open. Wow, what a play by Ansonia. Barreling down the floor. Bailey Stahman the other way. A little out of control at the end. Missed it, no good. Fort Loramie heaved it way down to Raderman. And Taylor's got the bucket at the other end for the Redskins. Both teams playing frenetic action, going baseline to baseline in a jiffy in this game. Fort Loramie's biggest cushion now 11, 25-14 with 40 seconds gone here in the third quarter. Jalen Twaits, top of the key. Oh, reaching in, Addie Meyer, and she just yanked it away. It's a 2-on-0 break. Holdhouse and Meyer, and Hattie gets the lay-in for Fort Loramie. Redskins widen it to 13, 27-14. Here's Garrett down the floor for Ansonia. Left corner pass, the teammate Wirtz. Long three-try, line drive shot, hard. Rebound Fort Loramie. Look at that drive. Wow. On the run, up and in. Hattie Meyer, a lot of contact. Could have been an add one. It went through, and Sonia calls a timeout. Reeling now, down by 15, 29-14. What a goal by Meyer. The Redskins are cooking. 6:44 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car's down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work. Work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
And Sonia has fallen behind by 15 to Fort Loramie. 90 seconds gone in the third quarter. Tigers have the ball to her right. Here's a dribble drive into the lane. Ball clawed loose by the Redskins. Tie-up results. Arrow favors Ansonia. Playmaker inbounding to the left of the basket, Bailey Stauman, 5'8 junior for the white-shirted Tigers. Ball lobbed in, out, back. It hit Taylor Ratterman in the shoulder. She wasn't facing the thrower. Fort Loramie got the loose ball and quickly skipped the other way. Lupke on the receiving end of a pass, and the layup is good. 31-14, Fort Loramie on a roll. And here's an attempt at drawing a charge by Lupke of Fort Loramie. Referee says, nope, it's a block. Ball out of bounds to Ansonia, near side of the floor. Throwing in Trinity Henderson, who now moves to the baseline per the official's instructions. Ball entered right corner to Wirtz. Spinning on Meyer, baseline. 6:10 to go in the third. Oh, a nice entry from the right corner into the post. And twisting and turning, Jalen Twaits has got the six-footer off the window. 31-16, Fort Loramie leads by 15 with 5:57 to go here in the third quarter. Ball lob cross court to Ray and Fry down inside to Holdhouse. Look at that maneuver around the defender. Cram from behind. Foul, though, on the top of Abby's head, and she gets two free throws.
She made a nice move, but she stopped too soon, and she was strictly under the basket.
Substitution upcoming for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Heather Eilerman back on, 5'8 junior. Foul shot, Holdhouse is good. Redskins try to restore that 17-point lead. They had seconds to go. 5:49 left third quarter. That one lipped the rim, in and out. Rebound and Sonia. Henderson to the timeline. Dribbles into the right corner. Fort Loramie jams that ball out of bounds into the Tigers bench. Stauman set to check back in for Ansonia in place of Katie Wirtz. Ratterman is on the playmaker, who is Garrett for Ansonia. Ball inbound to deep right corner, and Rayanne Fry tried to jump the pass but hit the shoulder of Wentworth. Foul on Fry, her second. Two on the team here in the second half. 32-16 in favor of Fort Loramie. On the arc, Henderson for Ansonia. Hand off to Twaits. Back to Henderson. Straightaway three-pointer. Way short. Didn't have the ball secured on her fingertips when she let it fly. And it went out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Long throw down the floor to Eilerman. Out back to Hattie Meyer. Near side Eilerman, who goes baseline. Around a player. Leaned in. Missed it. No good. Rebound low on the right. Sarah Stang. And she's smacked. Two free throws coming for her. 5:17 to go here in the third quarter of this game. Fort Loramie in the lead, 32-16. Chuck, I remarked that it looked to me like Fort Loramie's depth was beginning to wear down Ansonia. That's clearly the case in the second half. If Fort Loramie, Redskins have kept the tempo up, and Ansonia is not able to maintain the pace at the moment. Both free throws good. Sarah Stang drained to both. Well, she's had excellent foul shooting tonight.
Yeah, she's 4 for 4. I don't think he even touched the rim.
3 minutes gone here in the third. Fort Loramie with its biggest lead, 34-16. Here's a nice entry by Ansonia down low on the right to Stammen, who's in pretty good scoring shape, but she shuffled the feet. Ratterman back the other way for Fort Loramie. A runner, baseline right. Shy of the mark, no good. Rebound by Ansonia. Down to Henderson. It's kicked on the play by Hattie Meyer of Fort Loramie, but then it went off the foot of an Ansonia player. Ruled an incidental boot with the tennis shoe, out of bounds to the Redskins.
I think Rayanne Fry made that call. She sold that one really well.
4:44 to go, third quarter, 34-16 Fort Loramie. Right side pass, Heather Eilerman. Bounces toward Ratterman, who can't get there in time, intercepted by Stammen of Ansonia. Backcourt to Garrett, up and over the timeline. 34-16 Redskins, biggest lead of the game. On a weave to Thwaites, now to Stammen, who dribbles between two Redskins, throws behind her for Henderson. Rayanne Fry is over guarding and gets an arm on the ball, and it goes out of bounds. Two more changes for Fort Loramie. We got a new look five on the floor right now.
It's a good thing that Ansonia's playing zone, because they would have no idea who they were guarding half the time. They're somebody different each time.
Here's a line drive three from the left corner by Stephanie Garrett. Overshot it. And the rebound comes down to Macy Imwally, who's in now for Fort Loramie. Up the floor to Fry. Back to Imwally. Right corner Ratterman. Down low in the right to Holdhouse, who can't hang on. And it goes out of bounds. 3:56 left in the third, 34-16 Redskins. Game got off to a very slow start. But Fort Loramie has really picked up the scoring since the 4 or 5 minute mark of the second quarter. Ansonia with a quick miss down to her right. Poor shot, rebound Fort Loramie. Right corner, Rayanne Fry, shot fake, dribble drive. Oh, what a dish. Down inside to Holdhouse, who lays it through. That was room service to perfection.
And she had a shot. She just decided not to take it. That was a great pass.
Yep, Rayanne gave up 2 points and let Abby get them. 3:25 to go in the third. 20-point lead Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease, and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star. Relax, we'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
3 minutes, 25 seconds remaining, third quarter. Fort Loramie up 20 over Ansonia, which gets the ball inbounds to Garrett. Garrett's pass intercepted by Imwally of Fort Loramie. Up the floor to Ratterman, who instructs traffic. Hands it off to the cutter down the lane, Stang. Left-handed shot, high off the glass, no good. Rebound, Ansonia. Stallman in backcourt. 3 minutes to go in the third. Dribbling hard at the elbow on the right is Thwaites. Throws right corner, and Fort Loramie crams it out of bounds. Is that a shot, Chuck?
Yeah, that was going to be a three.
Abby Holdhouse came out of nowhere, and she clobbered that ball up into the fourth row of the stands.
They're still looking for it. I think it's up there somewhere.
36-16, Fort Loramie leads. A minute past the halfway mark, third quarter. Ball bounced into Stallman, low on the right, and the ball is raked away by Fort Loramie, loose on the floor. Neither team can scrape it up. It's ruled a jump. Arrow favors the Redskins, who lead by 20. 2:56 remaining third period. Redskins in black, red numbers outlined in white, and Sonya the home white, orange numerals trimmed in black. And here is Ratterman throwing over the top of the Ansonia defense, down inside to Holdhouse, who can't finish. It hit the backboard, rim came off, and Fort Loramie couldn't control. Out of bounds to Ansonia. Henderson up and over the timeline. Picked up by Rayanne Fry. Dribbles it right into Rayanne. And then the ball is tipped off on the play to Sarah Stang. Down the floor to Holdhouse. Maneuvers out back to Fry. Open look. Three-pointer. Clanged off the rim short. Fry tries to hustle hard after the rebound in the right corner. Can't contain it. It goes out of bounds to Ansonia. 2:20 to go in the third. Fort Loramie up 20. Redskins appear to be in good shape and would play the winner of Rushi Mechanicsburg in a lower bracket sectional championship game at 1:30 on Saturday. We've got the second game tonight between the Raiders and Mechanicsburg. It follows this one. Fort Loramie gets the ball in low on the left to Stang, and she's tagged on the wrist as she goes up for two. A pair of foul shots here for Sarah. She has been red hot at the stripe here tonight and continues. Five in a row for her.
Fans booed a little bit because that one did hit the rim.
37-16 in favor of Fort Loramie. Second free throw upcoming for Sarah Stang. Fort Loramie has on the floor right now Heather Eilerman, Hattie Meyer, Macy Himwally, Sarah Stang. And the fifth is Caitlin Lupke. Stang now 6 of 6 at the charity stripe. 38-16 Fort Loramie. That is the biggest margin in this game. Garrett with the ball between the circles for Ansonia. Bounce pass right corner. On the weave to Wirtz. Wirtz tries to pass to a teammate. Hattie Meyer picks it off. Outlet to Imwally. Driving, overshooting. Weak side rebound. Yes, Heather Eilerman got it. Minute 34 to go in the third, 40-16 Fort Loramie. Dribble drive down the right side of the lane. Wirtz shoveled it toward the iron, hit the window, came off, foul Fort Loramie on the shot. Chuck, how many young ladies for the Redskins have scored? At least to what, seven?
Eight.
Nice point distribution by Fort Loramie. Head coach Carla Siegel enabling a lot of young ladies to get floor time in this contest. First free throw by Wirtz off the back rim. Second one, lipped the iron, no good. Nice rebound, though. Offensive style by Whitworth. Couldn't get it to go. Then it stuck back in by Ansonia. Whitworth on the follow. Missed the first one. After a nice offensive rebound and stuck the second shot through. 40-18. In favor of Fort Loramie, 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. Deep three, right corner, Heather Eilerman missed it long. Rebound, Ansonia. Midcourt, Garrett, picked up by Lupke. On top, Stephanie Garrett. She tries to go high post. Heather Eilerman gets in the way of the pass, picks it off, roams the other direction. Left-handed layup, good. Eilerman on the finish. She made the steal, did it all. 42-18 Fort Loramie. Redskins harassing defense too much for Ansonia to cope with tonight. Tigers have it right corner, Wentworth, and Fort Loramie gets a hand on it, goes out of bounds beneath the Tigers' hoop with 28.6 left in the third. 42-18 Redskins. Ball pitched in bounds to Thwaites, who then tried to dump it right back to the playmaker who threw it on the floor, Wentworth, and a reach-in foul against Fort Loramie. Redskins fourth in the half. Inbounding Wentworth. Lobs on top to teammate Ashton Bradham, who's in now, a 5'5 senior. Another pass by Fort Loramie is driven out of bounds right into the Ansonia bench. Fort Loramie, Chuck, with an unbelievable number of deflections in this game.
Yep.
There's a dribble drive right side of the lane by Wirtz. Got to the rim with it, and Fort Loramie was in the path of the dribbler and fouled her. Common out of bounds to Ansonia, 19.5 to go in the third. Inbounded right corner to Wirtz. Right back inside to Wentworth, who pitched it in play. She was short on the shot, taken down by Fort Loramie. 10 seconds to go, third quarter. Lupke, left side. Passes out on top to a teammate. Now it's fumble for the Redskins with a second to go, and that's it. Third quarter closes. Fort Loramie with its biggest advantage in this game, 24-42-18 after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently he had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. 42-18 Fort Loramie. Chuck, what do the game stats, courtesy of Matt Zerker, Sydney Daily News, have to say?
Well, Fort Loramie's got a 22-8 lead in scoring in the paint, 24-3 scoring off turnovers, 13-2 on second chance points, 14-2 on fast breaks, and 16-0 off the bench.
All of those numbers favoring Fort Loramie heavily.
That gives you a 24-point lead.
Yep,
that does.
42-18. First quarter score in this game, Chuck, was what?
7-6.
Yep. 7-6 after one, and then Fort Loramie went streaking. Opening 20 seconds here of the fourth quarter of play. Fort Loramie with the basketball, top of the circle at Stang. Hand off to Taylor Ratterman. Right side to Lupke. Ball lobbed at the elbow on the right to Stang. Stang, a little out of control, stumbles down the right side of the lane and got the benefit of a foul call against the Ansonia defense.
She's got those fingers taped. I think she's having a little trouble catching the basketball cleanly.
Hasn't bothered her free throw shooting, though. She's at the stripe here and missed one. Finally, she's 6 of 7 on the night. Second free throw here for Stang. Little blood on the nose of an Ansonia player who's at the sideline at the moment. Second free throw, Stang. That one short. Nice rebound, Lupke in the paint. Dribbled once. Ansonia got a piece of it. Officials look at each other and award the ball to the Tigers coming this way. Redskins still apply pressure in backcourt. Here's Wentworth. Middle of the floor to Thwaites. Up the right side to Garrett. Garrett on the arc to Henderson. Now to Stammen. Ratterman reaches in and fouls. Good call by the referee. That was not a tie-up. It's a personal on Taylor. And Sonya Ball, 16 foul on Fort Loramie. A minute gone here in the fourth. Redskins up 42-18. And Fort Loramie will take on the winner of Game 2, Rushi Mechanicsburg, in a lower bracket sectional championship game at 1:30 on Saturday, following the Jackson Center Troy Christian upper bracket title game. Shot missed by Ansonia, then it's thrown to Garrett on the arc, who flings in a line drive three ball. She canned it. 42-21. Fort Loramie up 21. Radiman right side to Lupke, back to Taylor. Left side, Rayann Fry. Baseline left, Radiman. Wiggles her way into the lane. Body foul committed by Twaits of Ansonia. And it was in the act of shooting as well. Four players on the floor right now for Fort Loramie. Chuck will see a lot of time on Saturday in the lower bracket sectional championship. Free throw, Ratterman hit the back brace, no good. Lupke, Fry, Holdhouse, Ratterman. You can expect them to see many minutes in that game Saturday afternoon. And head coach Carlos Siegel is giving them plenty of playing time here in the fourth quarter of this one. Carlos played a dozen young ladies in this game, going to the bench deeply throughout the night. One free throw made, one missed by Fort Loramie. 43-21, 6:21 to go here in the fourth. Oh, here's a nifty drive down the left side of the lane. Stahman on the run. No, it's Henderson who floats it up and in off the backboard. Well done. 43-23. Bad pass, Fort Loramie. Steal quickly. And Sonia, forecourt. Right corner, Henderson. Out to Garrett. Long three, Stahman. Banked it. It rimmed. No. Rebound, Lupke, who's got it on the run for Fort Loramie. Hand off to Ratterman with 5:55 to play in the fourth. The difference is 20. Holdhouse, nice pass. Baseline, short corner jumper. Eilerman hit the rim, bounced away. Rebound scooped up by the Redskins, who retained the ball. Here is Rayann Fry, deep left corner, Holdhouse. Deep three for her. Look out. Got it. Or was she straddling the arc? I think she was. I gave her one more point than I should have. It's a long two for Abby. Every bit of 19 feet, a few inches. Timeout called Ansonia on the bucket by Holdhouse. 45-23 Fort Loramie. Under five to play in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
So many thanks to the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We'd like to alert veterans and surviving spouses. Get connected to your VA benefits. Call the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission at 937-498-7282. Foul Fort Loramie as play resumes. 1-1 Ansonia. Free throw, Stephanie Garrett, right on the mark. 45-24 Fort Loramie. Second free throw, yes. 45-25. Here's Fort Loramie, long lob down the floor. Ratterman, baseline right. Tried to weave the ball below the basket to Heather Eilerman on the far side. And the ball nicked the boundary stripe, out of bounds to Ansonia. Here come the Tigers. Henderson top of the circle. On a weave to Garrett in the lane. Out back to Stahman. Stahman circles into the paint. Fort Loramie defender not quite set. As Stahman bowled her way into the paint area, about 6-7 feet from the basket. Hattie Meyer tried to get there in time, but was just short. 45-25, Fort Loramie up 20. Biggest advantage, 24. And at the line, Stahman. Fort Loramie set to bring in a couple new players. How many young ladies in all, Chuck, have played in this game? I'm going to guess 12 for Fort Loramie.
Let me take a look here. I was waiting to see. They didn't say how many shots they were going to get. she played 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 11.
11. That was one off.
One free throw made, one missed by Ansonia. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. 4:45 to go in the game. 45-26 Redskins. Holdouts deep in the left corner. Nice pass foul line to Sarah Stang. She's got an opening. A crack develops in the Tigers' defense. She strides to the basket, shovels it, missed it. Foul, though, as she was banged on the arm. Couple free throws here for Sarah Stang. Stang missed the last two after making six. This one lipped the rim, danced around, and fell in. 46-26 in favor of Fort Loramie by 20. Second free throw, got it. 47-26 in favor of the Redskins. Here is Ansonia down the floor. A block down low by Holdhouse, but she got a piece of the shooter, who is awarded two. Holdhouse has played solid interior defense in this game. Tried to swat that one away. Did get a piece of the arm of the Ansonia player. Casey Wentworth at the stripe sinks it. 47-27. Next free throw, a lot of rim, backboard, and good. 47-28, Fort Loramie up 19. 4.5 to go in the game. Redskins Ratterman at midcourt. Right side to Heather Eilerman in the lane to Holdhouse. Goes baseline to a teammate. Here's a floater pumped up there by Stang. 15-footer, long rebound, Ansonia. Tigers forecourt to a right. Here's a drive, a pull-up. Wentworth missed the 7-footer. Tug of war for the rebound. Ansonia will keep it thanks to the arrow. As we noted earlier, Maria Heron, Shelby County Player of the Year on the girls' side. Rayanne Fry playing here tonight for Fort Loramie, first team, all county. Playing in game two, Tiffany Hatcher, Larissa Poling, second team, all county. And Ken Barhorst of the Sydney Daily News, the sports editor, will announce the boys' player of the year and the first team all Shelby County boys squad tomorrow in the Sydney Daily News. So keep your eyes peeled for that. Foul against Ansonia down to her left. Taylor Ratterman at the free throw line. She has the 1-and-1, missed it off the back brace. Rebound comes down to Ansonia. Wentworth's got it. Up ahead to Stephanie Garrett. Foul line. It goes to Thwaites. Ball stripped on the play by Fort Loramie, which leads by 19 with 3.5 to go in the fourth. Difference has been as much as 24. Here's Stang in the post. Nice shot fake. She twirls to the rim and attracts a two-shot foul. .332 left to go here in the fourth quarter. 47-28 in favor of Fort Loramie. Again, the Shelby County League boys' first team for 2016-17 to be announced in the Sydney Daily News tomorrow. Also, the player of the year to be announced.
You would think, and that would be Lessing. You would think.
I'll give you a clue. It was a two-person race.
I'm sure. Wildermuth and Lessing, yeah.
Got to wait to find out, though. In the paper tomorrow. 49-28 on two free throws by Stang of Fort Loramie. What is she at the free throw line tonight, Chuck?
2, 4, 6, 8, 10. She's 10 of 12.
Wow. Inside pass, and Sonia is knocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Tigers ball. 3:21 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie advancing into the sectional championship lower bracket Saturday at 1:30 against Rushi or Mechanicsburg, which will tip about 20 minutes after this one concludes. We'll wrap up this game quickly, then go offline for about 10 minutes or so, then return with a short pregame in advance of the start of the Rushi Mechanicsburg game. That's the nightcap tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. We will announce tomorrow on the website whether or not we will bring to you tomorrow night's game between Anna and Preble Shawnee. a Division III sectional semifinal from Franklin Monroe. We'll announce that tomorrow morning on our website and alert both the Preble Shawnee and Anna school districts if we do cover that game tomorrow evening. That would be bonus coverage of girls Division III action tomorrow night from Preble Shawnee, or from Franklin Monroe. Beautiful gymnasium.
I only remember the old one, and it wasn't.
Here's a great drive. But Sarah Stang was in a splendid game tonight for Fort Loramie as she found a crease from the left corner and dribbled her way to a point about 6 feet from the basket, used the backboard nicely, and poured it through to make it 51-28 in favor of Fort Loramie.
Now she's got 15 and didn't have a great – none of them had a great shooting start to the game, but she really struggled. But, boy, she's playing now.
Mm-hmm. And that's what Fort Loramie needs on Saturday against the Rushi Mechanicsburg winner. Yeah, the Franklin Monroe gym is gorgeous, lit by the sun overhead, very bright, colorful, and it's a fine facility, the entire school. I was there this afternoon getting the red carpet treatment, and we'll announce tomorrow morning should we cover that game tomorrow night. It's an approximate 7:30 start, and a Preble Shawnee from Franklin Monroe sectional semifinal. Tip off around 7:30. Fort Loramie substituting freely. Sarah Stang comes off. Very good game by Sarah. A couple of free throws made by Ansonia. Is that Millie Widener in off the bench, Chuck?
Yep, Millie Widener made them both.
5'7 junior for Ansonia, connects twice, 51-30. Fort Loramie in the lead by 21, just under two to play in the game. Here's a telegraph pass below the basket by Fort Loramie, picked off by Ansonia. And here come the Tigers the other way. Down to a minute 37 left in the fourth. Dribbling into the right corner goes Wirtz, intercepted by the Redskins. Here comes Hattie Meyer up to the top of the key. Hattie on the bounce. Alyssa Rossman is in now, a 5'8 freshman for Fort Loramie. Meyer at the elbow on the right, weaves a pass down inside to Hunter Bargy. Oh, nicely done. That ball had eyes. She threaded the needle. Bargy concluded it. And with a minute to go in the fourth, it's 53-30 Fort Loramie. Interception by Hattie Meyer of the Redskins. She dashes down the floor, pulls up in the lane, feeds Bargy again for two more. Got it! 55-30. Couple straight hoops by Bargy. Recipient of good passes from Rossman, then Meyer. And with 40 seconds to go in the game, it's 55-30. Fort Loramie has stretched its lead to 25, the biggest of the night. Missed shot in Sonia, and then Fort Loramie throws it out of bounds.
They just wanted to get the last two subs in, so they threw it away to stop the clock.
Yeah, so many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors tonight, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's on the web at tomjerrys.com, TomJerrys.com. Here's an Ansonia drive, going hard to the rim, Henderson, and she hits it off the window with 15 seconds to go in the game. 55-32 Redskins. Here's a cross-court pass, long jump shot, a deuce, missed by Rossman, weak side rebound, Bargy, no at the buzzer, and that wraps it up. Fort Loramie, after a slow start, pours it on over the last two and a half quarters to defeat Ansonia. 55-32. So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors here in Game 1 tonight. These anchors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations, in the Western Ohio District for U.S. Bank, Wilson Health Sports Medicine
in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. And in Rushi, we say hello again to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum on the web with us here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. And in Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, which offers a variety of high-tech computer solutions for you, including upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more, plus an array of promotional advertising items customized to meet your needs. Pens, mugs, T-shirts, all available at Adams Tech Solutions. Call Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, at 538-6948, 538-6948, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Chuck, the Fort Laramie Redskins looked like the team over the last two and a half quarters tonight that we saw against Sydney a couple weeks ago.
Well, they played a lot of people, maybe more people than they would normally play in a game.
Right.
But, hey, I mean, everybody got a chance to be out there on this floor, which is a thrill for the younger kids, and it's going to build for the future. But, yeah, they played well enough to win. They made a lot of mistakes, but Laramie tends to play up to the competition or down to the competition, and I think that was kind of what happened tonight a little bit. Taking a look at the individual scoring for Ansonia, they had five out of Garrett. They had two out of Wentworth, five for Works, four for Thwaites. They had 4-5 for Henderson, and 9-8 for Stammen, and 2 for Widener. On the other side, Lorby led by Sarah Stang with 15. They got 8 from Rayanne Fry, 7 from Abby Holthouse, 6 from Heather Eilerman. And our Clancy's player of the game for the Redskins is going to be Sarah Stang. 15 points, had a terrific night.
Brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Clancy's in Sydney.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Rushi and Mechanicsburg coming up next. Another lower bracket sectional semifinal from here at Sydney High School. The winner of this game meets Fort Laramie Saturday afternoon at 1:30 in a lower bracket sectional championship. We'll go offline for about 8 to 10 minutes, then return with the pregame before the start of Rushi Mechanicsburg. That is all upcoming. Rhett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Jack Kramer saying goodnight briefly after game one. Fort Laramie victorious over Ansonia 55-32.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.